Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 26th of October, 2022. The Bible reading for today is from 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 2 to 15. Some people came and told Jehoshaphat, "A vast army is coming against you from Edom, from the other side of the Dead Sea. It is already at Hazezon Tamar, that is, En-Gedi." Alarmed, Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord, and he proclaimed a fast for all Judah. The people of Judah came together to seek help from the Lord. Indeed, they came from every town in Judah to seek him. Then Jehoshaphat stood up in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem at the temple of the Lord in front of the new courtyard and said, "Lord, the God of our ancestors, are you not the God who is in heaven? You rule over all the kingdoms of the nations. Power and might are in your hand, and no one can withstand you. Our God, did you not drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel, and give it forever to the descendants of Abraham your friend? They have lived in it and have built in it a sanctuary for your name, saying, 'If calamity comes upon us, whether the sword of judgment, or plague, or famine, we will stand in your presence before this temple that bears your name, and will cry out to you in our distress, and you will hear us and save us. But now, here are men from Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, whose territory you would not allow Israel to invade when they came from Egypt, so they turned away from them and did not destroy them. See how they are repaying us by coming to drive us out of the possession you gave us as an inheritance? Our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power to face this vast army that is attacking us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you." All the men of Judah, with their wives and children and little ones, stood there before the Lord. Then the Spirit of the Lord came on Jahaziel, son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jehiel, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite and descendant of Asaph, as he stood in the assembly. He said, "Listen, King Jehoshaphat, and all who live in Judah and Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is not yours, but God's." Today's article, titled "Our Eyes Are on You," was written by Chris Whale. We do not know what will happen tomorrow. All our hope is in God. A staff member from Our Daily Bread Ministries in Belarus made this comment during those early days of the war in Ukraine. Along with millions of others in Eastern Europe, she had no idea what new trauma and grief each tomorrow might hold. When we're overwhelmed by loss, problems, illness, or anything that makes the future uncertain, we know only too well this type of fear. Suddenly, we have no idea what to do or say, even in our prayers. Long ago, God's people felt the same way. When messengers told King Jehoshaphat, "A vast army is coming against you from Edom," he was terrified. In his fear and lostness, Jehoshaphat turned humbly and honestly to God. "We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you." The king had no idea how to handle the overwhelming problem, but he knew the one who did. God's answer was clear. Keep trusting, for the battle is not yours, but God's. God's provision was startling, but it would lead to rest on every side. King Jehoshaphat's example teaches us a simple but powerful approach to fear and uncertainty. Turn to our all-powerful God. He always knows what to do, and he always provides for his people. He won't let us down. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, there are many situations today where I don't know what to do or how things will work out, but my eyes are on you. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.